This is the time and place for the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission meeting, January 29, 2008, 2 p.m. And we're in the State Capitol Building, room 468 in Pierce, South Dakota. With me today, my name is Gary Hansen. With me today is Commissioner Steve Kolbeck and Commissioner Dusty Johnson. We will first get started by squaring away to see who is on the telephone with us. Tal Wieczorek, are you there?
Talbot is not here right now. This is Quentin Riggins appearing on behalf of Talbot. He's on his way back from a hearing, and he'll be along shortly.
Is it Quentin or Quentin?
Quentin, with the Q.
Thank you for joining us. Meredith Moore?
Present, Commissioner Hansen.
Can you folks hear it, please, as I call your name, if you can't hear us quite well enough, if I'm not speaking into the mic or whatever, please let us know. Welcome, Meredith. Mary Sisak?
Here.
Colleen Savold?
I'm here, Mr. Chairman.
George Thompson? George Thompson? I'll repeat names twice at least when I don't hear, simply because there's we've had occasions when people have left their mute on and thought that they had said they were present when we didn't hear them. Sean Simpson?
Present.
Jerry Reisenauer?
Present, Mr. Chairman.
Doug Idol?
Mr. Chairman, this is Wendy Harper at Vantage Point, sitting in for Doug Idol.
Thank you, Wendy. And Tom Welk?
I'm here, Mr. Chairman.
Welcome to all of you. We'll get started today on our agenda with the first item being administration, approval of minutes of the commission meeting held on November 6, 2007. Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Are there any additions, deletions, corrections to the minutes? If not, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes, opposed, no. Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Kolbeck?
Yes.
Commissioner Hansen votes yes. The minutes are approved. Consumer reports. Consumer Reports is brought to us by Deb Gregg.
Thank you, Chairman Hansen. The Commission has received a total of 85 contacts since the last report was prepared for the January 15, 2008 Commission meeting. 11 of the contacts involved telecommunication services, 18 contacts involved electrical services, 11 contacts involved natural gas services, 9 contacts involved cell phone service, 19 contacts related to the Do Not Call registry, and 17 contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. 129 of the 158 complaints received in 2008 have been resolved, and 2,265 of the 2,337 complaints received in 2007 have been resolved.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Ms. Gregg? If not, the second item on our agenda is electricity, docket EL07-026. In the matter of the petition of Northern States Power Company doing business as Xcel Energy to establish an environmental measures cost recovery tariff and for approval of 2007 and 2008 planned environmental measures to be included in rates. The question before the commission is, shall the commission assess a filing fee for actual expenses not to exceed $50,000? I believe the Commission staff is first to speak on this issue.
Thank you. This is Karen Kramer from staff. Staff is seeking a filing fee pursuant to 49-1A-8, and we would ask for an initial deposit of $8,000. Thank you.
Thank you. I see a representative from Xcel is here in the audience. Do they wish to? And shaking the head, no. Thank you, Mr. Wilcox. Any further presentation on this issue? If there is none, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would move that the commission assess a filing fee for actual expenses not to exceed $50,000 with an initial deposit of $8,000.
Any discussion on that item? Assume you're ready to vote. Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Kolbeck?
Yes.
Hansen votes aye. Telecommunications on docket item TC06-175 in the matter of the petition of Sprint Communications Company for arbitration pursuant to the Telecommunications Act of 1996 to resolve issues relating to an interconnection agreement with Interstate Telecommunications Cooperative Incorporated. On January 26, 2007, SDTA filed a petition for reconsideration and clarification. I believe we have dealt with that. On January 11th, 2008, a joint motion for delay was filed by the parties, and the question before the commission is, shall the commission grant the joint motion for delay? Who is first up on this item?
Mr. Chairman, this is Meredith Moore appearing on behalf of Interstate Telecommunications Cooperative. This is a matter that has been delayed for quite some time now while the parties attempt to work out a business resolution which might make the arbitration unnecessary in this matter. The parties have again executed a joint motion for delay to extend the deadlines for any discovery and hearing by this commission so that the parties can continue to work on that underlying business resolution, and we would request that the commission grant the motion for delay in hopes that perhaps we don't have to proceed with the arbitration.
We appreciate those efforts. Is there anyone else, any of the other parties wishing to address this item?
Mr. Chairman, Talbot Wisorek for Sprint. We are just concurring her comment.
Thank you, Tal, and welcome. Anyone else wishing to address this item? If not, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, would you rule it appropriate to deal with one and two together, maybe even three, I guess?
That's a good point. We do have I did not take comments of all three at the same time. I'm going to assume that they are similar. Would any of the parties to either TC06-175 or TC06-176 or TC06-178 object to the commission taking all three of those dockets together?
No objection and, from SwiftTel.
Excellent. And I see that TC06-180, TC06-188, TC06-189, if I'm to rely on my able console, who's playing this out for me. Thank you, John. would anyone object to the commission taking all of those items number under telecommunications, number 1 through 6 inclusive, together?
Again, SwiftTel does not object.
No objection from ITC.
No objection from Sprint.
Checking quickly to see if that's all the parties.
No objection from SDTA.
Thank you. And I see MCC. And, okay, thank you. Seeing no objection, is there a motion? If you'd repeat your motion.
I would move that the commission grant the joint motions for delay.
Is there any discussion on that motion? Seeing none. Commissioner Johnson.
Aye.
Commissioner Colbeck.
Aye.
Hansen votes yes. All dockets under telecommunications 1 through 6 inclusive are approved. In the matter of the filing for approval of an amendment to an interconnection agreement in dockets TC07-095, TC07-096, TC07-097 and TC07-119. The question before the commission is approve the amendments to the interconnection agreements in the referenced dockets. Who will be presenting these items to us at this time?
I will, Mr. Chairman. This is Kara Semler for staff. All of the amendments were properly filed and executed. They do not appear to contain any discriminatory language. No comments were filed, and staff recommends approval.
Thank you, Ms. Semler. Is there any party to these dockets who wishes to address the commission on these items at this time? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve the amendments to the interconnection agreements in the above-mentioned dockets.
Discussion on those motions. Seeing none, Commissioner Johnson.
Aye.
Commissioner Colbeck.
Aye.
Hansen votes yes. The motion carries. Item 8, in the matter of the petition for arbitration pursuant to Telecommunications Act of 1996 to resolve issues relating to an interconnection agreement in dockets TC07-111, 07112, 07113, 07114, 07115, 07116. And the question before the commission is, bit of a drum roll, please. Today, shall the commission approve the stipulation for scheduling order in the above referenced dockets, and shall the commission assess a deposit not to exceed $75,000 on the parties to the dockets listed above pursuant to South Dakota Codified Law 493144?
Mr. Chairman, this is the first time this has been on here. Maybe you should read the blurbs so we're all up to speed on these dockets.
I will do that this evening. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I was wondering on page 9, right in the middle there, what that meant. But no, I'm just
I'm going to bring a gavel the next time. It's Mr. Sanger or Ms. Kramer. Are either of you going to make a presentation to us at this time?
This is Karen Kramer from staff. The parties have all signed a stipulation for the scheduling order, adjusting, amending the procedural schedule, and I believe everyone is on the line should they have any comment.
Thank you. Do any of the parties wish to address the commission?
Mr. Chairman, this is Meredith Moore appearing on behalf of all of the petitioners in the dockets just referenced. Altel, Mr. Simpson on behalf of Altel, and I have entered into a stipulation and scheduling order that sets the time for discovery, pre-filed testimony, and other proceedings in these particular arbitration dockets. We have commenced to operate under the scheduling deadlines that we've agreed upon, and so would simply request that the commission sign off on that stipulation and scheduling order that the parties have previously signed and are operating under at this time.
Thank you very much, Ms. Moore. Is there anyone else who wishes to address the commission at this time?
This is Sean Simpson on behalf of Altel. I would concur in Ms. Moore's remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Simpson. Any further remarks? Are there any questions of Mr. Sanger? Seeing none, is there a motion?
I would move that the commission approve the stipulation for scheduling order in the above referenced dockets.
Any discussion on that motion? Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Colbeck?
Aye.
And Hansen votes yes. The motion is approved. Are there any further motions to be made on these items?
I was willing to make the second motion as well, Mr. Chairman, but I didn't hear anybody address that issue. I suspect since we didn't hear anything that nobody's got a huge issue, but maybe if we could just see if anybody's got any issue with that deposit.
Ms. Kramer?
This is Karen Kramer from staff. It is pursuant to 493144. At this point, staff would ask for $1,000 per docketed item, and it would not exceed $75,000.
Is there anyone who is a party to this docket who wishes to make comment on that item? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to move that the commission assess a deposit in the amount of $1,000 per docket not to exceed $75,000 to the parties on the dockets.
Discussion on that motion? Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Colbeck?
Aye.
Hansen votes yes. Motion carries. Item number 9, in the matter of the approval of agreements in dockets TC07-120, 122, and 124. The question before the commission is, shall the commission approve the agreements in the above referenced dockets? Similar.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The agreements were all properly filed and executed. They do not appear to contain any discriminatory language. No comments were filed. Staff recommends approval.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who is a party to these dockets who wishes to address the commission? I see shaking of heads no at this juncture. Hearing no comments, commission action.
I'll move in TC07, 120, 122, and 124 that the commission approve the agreements of the above referenced dockets.
Discussion? Hearing none. Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Colbeck?
Aye.
Hansen votes yes. Motion carries. Item 10, TC07-121, in the matter of the filing for approval of a boundary change between Quest Corporation and West River Cooperative Telephone Company. Question before the commission is, shall the commission approve the boundary change? Ms. Kramer.
Thank you. I believe Colleen Siebold requested a deferral of this matter. Her and Dave Jacobson were discussing it. So as far as I know, this matter is deferred, but Colleen is on the line.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is Colleen Siebold for Quest, and we have just asked for this matter to be deferred at this time. We're working on a couple issues.
Thank you. The commission will defer action on TC07-121 at the request of the parties. Item 11 is TC07-125 in the matter of an application of Consumer Telecom, Inc. for a certificate of authority to provide inter-exchange telecommunication services in South Dakota. The question for the commission is, shall the commission grant a COA to Consumer Telecom, Incorporated? Ms. Kramer, is this your item?
No, I will take it. Thank you. The applicant has provided an application for a certificate of authority to provide inter-exchange telecommunication services in South Dakota. They have provided all the requested and required information. And at the request of staff, the applicant has agreed to restrictions from offering any prepaid services or from collecting any advance payments or prepayments. With that, I would recommend that the commission grant ConsumerTel Incorporated an inter-exchange certificate of authority subject to the restrictions.
Thank you, Mr. Sanger. Are there any parties who wish to address the commission on this item? If not, commission action.
Move the commission grant the COA subject to conditions outlined by staff.
Discussion? Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Colbeck?
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. Item 11, motion carries. Item 12, TC07-128, in the matter of the filing by Sancom Incorporated, doing business as Mitchell Telecom, for approval of its intrastate switched access tariff and for an extension of an exemption from developing company-specific cost-based switched access rates. The question before the commission at this time is, today, shall the commission grant intervention to Quest Communications Corporation and AT&T Communications of the Midwest Incorporated? On January 16, 2008, Quest Communications Corporation filed a petition for leave to intervene. A petition for intervention was filed on January 18, 2008 by AT&T Communications of the Midwest Incorporated. Is there anyone who wishes to address this item before the commission? Mr. Beckham.
Chairman Hansen and Commissioners, Bill Beckamp on behalf of AT&T Communications of the Midwest. As you know, AT&T is an inter-exchange carrier that is required to pay switched access rates to local exchange carriers such as SAMCOM, and necessarily the rates of those switched access fees impact the ability of AT&T to conduct business in the state of South Dakota and the charges it must affect to the public in order to carry on such business, and we would request intervention for purposes of participating in the docket.
Thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to address the commission on this item?
This is Mr. Welk on behalf of Quest. Quest similarly has a direct and pecuniary interest in this docket, and under the commission rules and South Dakota Administrative Procedures Act, we would request intervention and status as a party in this docket.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Welk. Mr. Adol, or forgive me, I caught your first name, Wendy.
Yes, this is Wendy Harper at Vantage Point. We do not have any comment at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does staff have any comments to make on this item?
Staff would recommend granting intervention to both parties.
Thank you. Questions by commission? Seeing none, is there a motion?
I motion in TC07128 that the commission grant intervention to Crest Communications Corporation and AT&T Communications of the Midwest Incorporated.
Discussion on that motion? Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Kolbeck?
Aye.
Hansen votes yes. The motion carries. Announcements. The next regularly scheduled commission meeting will be on February 12th in room 464, the State Capitol Building. Commission meetings are scheduled for February 26th and March 11th. We appreciate all of you joining us for this commission meeting and look forward to future commission meetings. Thank you.